Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
It's rolling great. I'm very excited that I conned you into watching the Royal Rumble, the best event of the year.
Yeah, well, this is the second time I watched it. Did we podcast about this last year or 2 years ago?
Maybe. I don't know. Time, like, I forget these things as we go on now. Like, yeah. I don't remember what we do from year to year.
Yeah, but
I think we did.
Maybe we did. I have several pages of notes. I wrote about all 30 that we heard, that we saw.
Yeah, well, just to give you some background for the Royal Rumble. I guess this is like what you should know about what's going on in WWE, which I haven't been watching. I haven't been watching at all, but I sort of keep an eye on it from afar. The main guy in WWE is Roman Reigns.
Heard of him.
Do you remember him from last time?
He's got long hair and he wears black, right?
Yeah. He wears black. So the main group was him, a guy Seth Rollins, and a guy Dean Ambrose.
Oh,
and
so they were a group the other two will show up here. Yeah, what happened to Roman Reigns?
Yes, the other two are prominent here. So he was the main guy for years, forced upon the audience. Like, he's not popular, and you'd say, oh, so he's a bad guy. No, like, he's positioned as a good guy who everyone boos constantly, like the loudest boos you've ever heard, which I guess is a reaction.
But they don't lean into that then? They do, but then...
Why
was he booed?
Because people think he's very one note.
Okay.
Like, not a great wrestler when a lot of the people now are, like, very athletic, good wrestlers. Anyway, so he's been in the main event of WrestleMania the last 3 years, and it was 100% assumed he would be in it. A fourth year in a row, thrown down to people's throats, and then one day he comes out on the show and says, I have leukemia, I'm walking away. For real, not like a fake.
Oh, wait, I thought, who's the yes, yes, yes guy?
That's Daniel Bryan.
I thought he had cancer.
No, I don't think he had cancer.
So what happened to him?
He had, okay, so Roman Reigns, just to give you, because like, I'm just giving you a brief, like, here's what's going on in WWE before we talk about the Rumble. So he walks away, and nobody knows if he'll be back. He just posted a picture. He filmed a scene in the Rock's new, like, Fast and the Furious spinoff in Hawaii. But it's possible he never comes back. I mean, leukemia is obviously very serious. He had it when he was a kid, and it just came back. I mean, it's possible he'll be back in a month or two. But you'd assume if he was ready to be back, he would have been back for this Rumble. So now there's like a void because there's no main guy. And John Cena, who's been the main guy since The Rock left, basically, is now filming movies.
I thought the yes guy was like the main guy that everybody loved.
Yes. So the most popular guy is a guy named Daniel Bryan.
And what happened to him? I thought he.
But he was in the championship match at Royal Rumble, which is why he's not in the Rumble.
You can't be in both?
You can, but he won the championship, and the champion can't be in the Royal Rumble because the Royal Rumble is basically a shot at the championship. It wouldn't make sense for him to be in it. Okay. Is he going to challenge himself if he wins?
Okay.
It would be a waste of a spot. He really has no history in the Royal Rumble, even though he's been this legendary guy for like 8 years at this point, because one time everyone thought he'd win it and he wasn't even in it and the whole crowd just booed the rest of the time to the point where The Rock came out, like made a surprise appearance, and for basically the only time ever The Rock got booed.
This is the one, either this is the one that I saw or you told me all about this in preparation for the one
I probably
saw.
Told you about this. Okay. Yeah, I probably told. Okay. So now coming in, so there's really no star. The favorite is a guy named Seth Rollins. The other favorite is the new sort of Big Show Kane. A huge guy named Braun Strowman, who started out.
Yeah,
as
look,
a bad guy,
he's a friend of mine.
Braun Strowman. Yes, you have a picture with Braun Strowman. That is true. You sat with him at a charity event. That is true.
Now
he's a large man.
You,
right?
You mentioned those two. Yeah, he's enormous. What about? Although he's not as big as they claim he is. He's not 6'8" or whatever. What about Samoa?
Well, the Big Show is also not 5'. Yeah. Not 500.
What about
pounds?
Samoa Joe? Because they make a big deal about how he's going to be a main.
Yes. So Samoa Joe is sort of like, I'd say right now he's the king of like the B+ group. Like he's. They had him in a 1-on-1 with Brock Lesnar, who's the other main guy. So the two championship matches had no bearing with the Royal Rumble. So Daniel Bryan beats AJ Styles, and Brock Lesnar beats a guy named Finn Balor. Bryan Styles and Brock Lesnar are the three main dudes with Roman Reigns out, right? You know, along with I guess Seth Rollins and Strowman. So, but they have no no connection to the. To the Rumble.
Now let me ask you a question. Are they intentionally basing all these characters on Mike Tyson punch out characters? Because it seemed that way to me.
No, I don't. I think at this point We've all moved on from Mike Tyson punch-out characters. But the winner can either challenge Dana.
Just to be clear, so Samoa Joe to you is not King Hippo?
I know. He definitely looks like King Hippo. Okay. He definitely does.
Okay. And
but he's also been around a long time.
And Jinder Mahal is not Great Tiger. And who else is there? Piston Honda is not Shinsuke.
They're right. They are like human beings. Like they're not.
But they are leaning so hard into these like ethnic cartoons. They become very ethnically diverse. There's one of everybody. But I mean, every single character.
So you mentioned Shinsuke Nakamura, who will talk, you know, he comes out
three. He's the exception. He's American, by the way. They make a point. He's not like Japanese stereotype. He's actually American.
But what does that mean he's American? He barely speaks like he's from Japan.
Oh. Well, the way they were talking about him, they said he was like the American.
No.
I thought they said he was the American champion or.
Oh, he's the U.S. champion. Oh. That has nothing to do with where you're from.
Well, because they said that, I thought, wow, how progressive the WWE. They're not just making him an Asian stereotype. He's just an Asian American. But he's actually...
Well, he's not. Okay. No, he's a big deal. Okay. He literally won the Royal Rumble last year. Okay. He is a very big deal.
All right, so we did not watch this last year. We watched it 2 years ago then, I guess.
Yeah, so Nakamura and Samoa Joe are guys who were big in the minors for many years, and sort of this is their victory lap. And AJ Styles was not in this.
Shinsuke Nakamura weighs less than I do.
Yes, he's not a big guy, and he won the Royal Rumble.
So how does he do that? How does he pick?
He's very popular.
Okay.
Well, you know, how does he pick somebody up and throw them out of the ring? Well, I don't. You know.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you another question. So you mentioned Seth Rollins is one of the big guys. You said okay.
Yes.
Every guy that would come out, I'd sort of write sort of what his shtick is. Seth Rollins' shtick, as far as I can tell, is that he's a Chicago Bears fan. That's the only thing they mention about him.
That's interesting. All right. Well, let's get to him. Let's go guy by guy. Okay. You give me your thoughts, okay?
All right.
So the Royal Rumble, how does it start off? It starts out with a guy in the ring with a guitar.
Oh, no. It first starts where they explain the rules of this fake sport for several minutes.
Yes. A long time. And remember, this is the second Rumble of the night.
Yeah, there was a longer
women's rumble. The women's rumble took longer.
I didn't know their cast was deep enough that they have 30 people, or was it a lesser group, a fewer number of people?
No. So here's what happened. Last year was the first ever women's rumble. There used to only be 11 or 12 women, but they split the brand, meaning that there's a totally different group of people every night for Raw and then the next night for SmackDown. So they had to double their roster, especially on the women's side where they were lacking. And they really have made a big push to the point where the biggest woman star right now is probably bigger than the biggest men's star.
Who's that?
And the
Ronda Rousey?
Becky Lynch. Oh, okay. No, Becky Lynch is.
Is Ronda Rousey involved in WWE?
Yeah. She fought. She won the championship or defended the championship right before this. Okay. Before this, but no, the women's division at the top is stacked, but because. It doesn't have, you know, 7 years of history, let's say, like the men's division. Yeah. The bottom 15 are interchangeable.
Yeah, it's like the ABA or the AFL or whatever. At the top, it's you know, deep.
Correct.
But, yeah, they don't have the
In 15 years, it'll be just as deep, but, you know, some of the...
Let's be honest. Given sort of the demographics and sort of political persuasion or the stereotype anyways of wrestling fans, I would guess that there's not such a demand for the women wrestlers from the fans in the way that sort of the company might want to push it.
Well, it's weird because wrestling is sort of goes from both sides where a lot of it is middle America. But then like it also has like a big woke bro contingent. Like the people writing about wrestling online are probably more like Chapo-y than even Republican.
Possibly. I mean, that's a bit surprising to hear, but OK.
So anyway. I mean, also, it's very popular. Like, it's hard. It would be like saying the NFL mostly has Republican or mostly has Democratic fans. Like, it's too popular to really, you know, stereotype like that. All right. So the first guy comes out, and he has a guitar. His name is Elias.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what they do also?
He's like a buff version of like a soulful folk singer.
Yes, he's a buff. He is a soulful folk singer, but he's like cartoonishly jacked.
Yeah, exactly. And he keeps asking the crowd, WWE stands for something. I assume it's something, something Elias, but I couldn't hear what the crowd was chanting.
Walk with Elias.
Okay.
He wants them to walk with Elias.
Got it.
That's his thing.
Okay.
Right. The Rock. There's almost always like a singer. It used to be The Rock. The Rock used to come in with a guitar a lot of weeks.
Oh, this is a thing that you always start the Rumble with a guitar. Why is that?
No. I'm just saying in WWE. Like if you go on YouTube and The Rock has like 20 really funny songs that you will go down a YouTube rabbit hole and laugh.
I've never seen him playing a guitar, but that's interesting. Okay.
When he came back in after 7 years away, I guess he didn't want to wrestle a lot because of like insurance. So he'd come out and like make fun of people with his guitar.
All right, now we'll get to the fight later. But you know, Elias will end up using this guitar as a prop. He will smash, Jarrett over the head with it. My question is like, what is the limitation on props? Like, you can smash someone with a guitar. Like, are you allowed to use a bat? A knife?
Yeah, in the Rumble, you can do whatever you want. There are no rules. There's no disqualifications.
Literally, a guy could come up with a gun and just start shooting people.
I don't think a gun has ever happened. I think that would be bad.
A knife? Nunchucks?
You could definitely, like a chainsaw, there's definitely been chainsaws. I think they stay away from guns and knives.
Well, how does a chainsaw not cause massive carnage?
I mean, it does. There's a lot of sharp objects, but they definitely stay away from guns. So one of the things the Royal Rumble always has, Chester, is surprise, like blasts from the past.
Yeah.
But I guess for whatever reason this year, they decided not to do it. They decided to focus
on... Well, I mean, they had a couple in the beginning. Talent. I mean, Jeff Jarrett, I would have...
Just one.
Well, isn't Jeff...
Just one.
There's Jeff Jarrett and also Kurt Angle.
No, Kurt Angle's involved now. He's not a regular wrestler, but he's like a general manager. Right,
but they each look like they're about as old as Donald Trump. And Jeff Jarrett, by the way, I would have assumed was a former NASCAR driver based on the name.
Yeah, he probably. I think his brother Dale is a former NASCAR.
Oh wait, actually?
No, I don't think he is. He's 51. These wrestling guys don't age.
That's a shocker.
But yeah, he's from a famous wrestling family, I think. And I'm not super, you know, I don't have a big...
He's a Hall of Famer, though, they said, didn't they? Or is Angle the Hall of Famer?
He's in the Hall of Fame. He goes out. He's also like a personality more than a wrestler.
Now, we've been talking a lot about the Baseball Hall of Fame the last couple of weeks. Let's discuss the voting for the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the WWE... are you in good graces with Vince McMahon and Triple H?
Okay.
For instance, the main, like, one of the early, you remember China?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
From WWE?
Yeah, like, with a Y.
China, like, clearly should be in the Hall of Fame. Like, she destroyed people in the women's division when it was first really taken off.
Okay.
But she dated Triple H, and then he left her for Stephanie McMahon.
Okay, so she's not making
it. Died recently, so there's no way she'd be in the Hall of Fame, even though, like, she's ludicrously overqualified.
Yeah, I was actually looking at the WAR and the JAWS for all of these former wrestlers, and Chyna definitely has the numbers to be in there, I agree.
Oh, yeah, she's a top tier.
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett, I'm not going to say he's Harold Baines, but it's a little bit similar.
Yeah, right. He's Jack Morris?
No, because Jack Morris had a couple legendary postseason performances.
Jack Morris or Baines? Jack Morris, yeah. Jack Morris is less egregious than
Baines. Oh, yeah, sure. Dramatically so, yeah.
Right, so that Shinsuke comes in.
Now the draw, is the draw done like in front of camera so we can see it's really randomized, or is this
should be it can't be because it has to be like
because the whole thing is planned, obviously.
To be a surprise. Yeah, but also you want a surprise. Like one of the cool parts of the Rumble is everyone counting down and who's out next.
Yeah,
and usually there's a big surprise or two. One of the weird things about this Rumble and the Women's Rumble is that they had like a Facebook tournament for the 30th spot. So you knew who's going to be the 30th spot.
Meaning the guy who came out last? Because I don't know who that is because he got destroyed by some woman.
Yeah, right. So now in both Rumbles, I thought, they should have given up the 29th spot because the 30th spot is very valuable real estate for this silly like tag team mixed gender Facebook tournament.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're going to have to explain
people,
that.
They had a tournament on Facebook, I think. I'm not following... And the winner, it was a mixed tag team, like a man and a woman. They don't fight the other gender, but like, you know, if you tag Jen in, then Mara would have to come in.
Got it.
Okay. The winners got the respective 30th spot in the Rumble. Okay.
Okay.
It was the winner. The women's winner was like a pretty neutral woman named Carmella, who was definitely not a favorite, but like someone who would clearly be in the Rumble. The men's winner was R-Truth, who like isn't even always in the Rumble.
R-Truth is his name?
R-Truth, he's a rapper. Like there was the night before the Rumble, actually, there was a WWE guy who got kicked out of, not kicked out, but like sort of phased out, but he was also a real wrestler, so he went to MMA. And he had his first fight, and like R-Truth wrapped him into the ring, like in real MMA. But he's like R-Truth. His gimmick is he's really dumb, and he raps in like incoherently.
Okay.
So he shouldn't be the 30th guy because he has a 0% chance to win. In both Rumbles, the person was just destroyed, and someone else was allowed to take their place. It's very weird that they allowed to do that twice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like what was in the women's one? Was it a man or was still a woman?
No, that would be bananas. It was Becky Lynch who had just lost the championship.
Okay. All right. So
and then she won the women's one. Like in the women, like the person who stole the spot was allowed to come in and won.
Well, yeah, we'll discuss that when we get to 30. Why this knee is allowed in this thing? Well, let's discuss it when we get to there. But you know,
actually, no. For the women's, she was actually like the third to last. It wasn't the actual last, but still insane.
So logically speaking, if this was like a real fight, then obviously the late, you know, the 30th spot is the best spot, and then the 29th, et cetera. Because
of course,
yeah. Has anybody ever won from the number one spot? Like Elias says, he's going to.
I believe the one spot is won once or twice, but they acknowledged during the show, often. Like, they didn't do it much this year, but a lot of years, the announcer will say every single spot how many times someone's won from that spot.
Okay. All right. Has anyone won from the 30th spot?
They're actually pretty good with stats. Yeah, the 30 spots win. I think they said the 27th is the lucky spot. I think 26, 27 is where the winners come.
And that's where Braun Strowman was this year, 27. Spoiler.
Yeah, so the Braun Strowman was in the winner's spot. 30, if you know, 30, John Cena once came out in MSG. No one was expecting to be in it. He came out at 30 and won. That's a really famous one.
Okay.
Now,
what are the qualifications for who can be drawn? Like, Jeff Jarrett seemed to be surprise. So it's anyone who's ever wrestled ever, basically, in any group?
I mean, it could be. It doesn't even have to be. Like, there was one year where all the announcers were in it, and, like, they would just, like, take off their suit and then get immediately knocked out. You know, it doesn't seem, it's hard to explain, because there's no answer, like, who really is allowed to be in it. Like, sometimes people just declare themselves in it, which you'd think would be unfair because there's a lot more than 30 wrestlers now. Like, I don't know how, like, why can't everyone just
I guess you have to have the juice. You know?
I guess you have to have some juice, but some guys just, like, declare that they're in the Rumble on Twitter. Like, I'm in the Rumble, but there's no real, like, I don't know if anyone's ever like, nah.
Okay.
So Shinsuke comes out third. He won last year. He's kind of a
I don't want to get up to that. I'm still at the introduction. So Elias, he's giving this little speech, and then he has this big dig at the Diamondbacks. Now, I don't even know who, like, the Diamondbacks' rival is, but, like, who is Elias a fan of that he's hating on the Diamondbacks to a crowd that's probably largely Diamondbacks?
Well, he's a bad guy. A good guy caters and says, Arizona, you're a great audience, and a bad guy makes fun of
sports. Oh, is he a heel? I didn't know that he was a heel.
He's a bad guy. Yeah, he's a bad guy who thinks he's a good guy, and his shtick always gets interrupted. Like, he never actually sings more than like two verses.
Okay, well, he didn't sing here at all in the end in this one. Well, I was also wondering, it didn't seem like there were any heels here. The crowd seemed to cheer for just about everybody.
Yeah, well, the Royal Rumble is sort of neutral. Like, everyone sort of is sort of.
But you'll have to let me know who the heels are. Okay, so he's hating on the Diamondbacks because he's a heel. Got it. All
right. And by the way, I was thinking the Arizona sports scene is abominable right now. Like, he could have taken a crack at the Cardinals. Or at the Coyotes, eternally.
Not great.
Or at the Suns, the worst team in the NBA, which, by the way, the Spurs needed a buzzer beater to beat them last night. Just atrocious.
Yeah. Now,
can we talk about something else for a second?
Sure.
Speaking of your Wolves played the Suns last week. We didn't talk about this. And
The fight?
Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Like, what did he think was going to happen against Gorgui Dieng? He was going to die.
Yeah.
Like, why is he going to fight? Like, I understand if you're Devin Booker and, like, he's probably kind of taller than we think, right? He's probably, like, 6'7".
Yeah.
Like, he's bigger than every other human being he passed on the street.
Yeah.
Like, he would have actually died if he fought Gorgui Dieng.
Especially,
Dieng
has very long arms. His reach is really good. He would be very good in, like, an NBA
Gorgui
slap
Dieng
fight.
Could, is, like, he would be, like, in the UFC, except he's actually too big to be in the UFC. Like, he's above the weight maximum. But, like, I would not fight Gorgui Dieng.
Well, I mean, the real answer is NBA players know that there's no chance of a real fight. They know that a million guys are going to separate them instantly, so it's just preening.
But that would have been insane. Like, Booker kind of like, hold me back. But it was like the all-time hold me back.
Yeah. Now, you said how anything goes, you can bring weapons of whatever you want.
Yes.
So, Elias's attack on Jarrett seems pretty dirty, because Jarrett is busy telling the crowd his name, and all of a sudden he gets attacked.
Yeah, by the way, his shtick is that he spells his name. It's kind of a lame shtick also.
He doesn't even get to finish spelling it. I mean, my kids do that.
I mean, I appreciate it because Jarrett is like a hard name. There could be one R. There could be two R's. There could be one T.
It's not that hard.
But still.
Yeah. By the way, so I was also taking notes. You know, in the age of HD, when guys' kicks or punches or whatever are fake, it becomes more obvious. I was just rewatching The Godfather again for the 100th time. And the scene when Sonny beats the crap out of Carlo after Carlo's... Like, it's so comical how bad the punching and the kicks are there. To me, the two worst fighters in terms of how obvious their kicks and hits didn't even touch the other person were Elias's kicks on Jarrett, didn't come close.
Okay.
And then Kurt Angle's...
I mean, he's an old man. I think that's fair.
Okay. And then Kurt Angle's...
Why would you want to kick an old man?
And then Kurt Angle's kicks on Elias were also about as realistic.
All right. So, again, Jarrett, he's probably taking it easy on him because... Jarrett's an old man who's not a professional wrestler. And Angle, you know, wasn't 2 years ago, like, they determined that he wasn't allowed to be in WWE because, like, his brain is mush.
He doesn't seem like he's all the way there. CTE, okay.
Oh, he has not been all the way there for 10 years. Okay. Like, it's insane. All
right.
Like, he's 50, but in wrestling terms, it's like a dog that's actually 50. You know? Okay. Like, like Kurt Angle, it's a miracle that he's walking.
Now I'm criticizing the kicking and the hitting, but I have to say the sound effects are very good. Each one sounds, it has like a huge pow, almost comical cartoon.
Oh, yeah, these guys are pros. Like, that is literally the main part of their
job.
Well,
where are the sounds coming from? Are those not piped in?
No, I don't think so. I don't know how it works, honestly. Well, I always think about that. Like, sometimes you'll see someone kick someone in the face and be like, well, it looks like they're really connected, and the sound was so loud. And sometimes you make it with your other foot. But, like, sometimes that's also not possible.
Well, the sounds were very loud on the hits that were missing. So, yeah, there's some. I don't know if they're piping it in, but whatever it is, the sound effects are pretty good.
And also, there's a lot more fake fighting in the Rumble because there's five at a time. So they all think, all right, the camera's probably not on me anyway. And once you get down to 10, unless, like, they're totally messing up, which happened five times between the Women's Rumble and the Men's Rumble tonight, but usually happens zero times. There's not supposed to be any eliminations once you get to 10, because now people are just focusing on who's coming out next. And, like, if someone gets knocked out, it's sort of glossed over. So there's a lot of really bogus fake fighting happening.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, there's like a 30 seconds from the countdown until when the next guy makes his appearance, where everybody in the ring is just standing around doing nothing. Or
yeah, well, they might be doing something. Finds a man and hits them back and forth.
Yeah, they might be doing something
like,
in case.
Almost like they're in a video game.
On the screen, of course, we're not watching them, but just in case people in the crowd are watching, I'm sure they're doing something fake, but no one's ever been eliminated, as you said. Yeah. During that period.
Except there was a bunch tonight, but never ever happens. Like, it was just a million botches. Like, a million people messing up.
Oh, they made mistakes? Okay, so also, you have to tell me about
also
those.
Also, because
I didn't notice those.
This is the last event of the night, and sometimes those suffer because if you watch on the network, it's almost 5 hours, which is bananas, right? That's way too long. Yeah. So this is, even though this is the main event, it ends up getting cut. So there's way less. It's supposed to be 90 seconds between people. That's never the actual exact amount.
Yeah, it was less than that, for sure.
But this one was really rushed because other matches must have gone long, just cumulatively. So,
all right. So I interrupted you before. You were talking about when Shinsuke Nakamura comes out.
Yeah, so Shinsuke this year, he's not really a threat, and he doesn't make a huge impact. And then Angle comes out fourth. And Angle also is not a contender and only lasts a few minutes.
By the way, we need to talk about Shinsuke and Elias do this really weird thing where Elias is like foolishly sort of catwalking across the rope. And Shinsuke is just standing there holding his hand, helping him have balance so that he doesn't fall off while he's doing it.
Well, maybe they were in an alliance together. You know, maybe they, like, you don't know who's agreed not to knock each other.
Oh, I have another question for you. Why do wrestlers always have long hair? I assume it's like the NFL, where you're allowed to grab guys by the hair. So
I'm not sure.
Seems like a disadvantage.
Vince definitely likes, people know what kind of look Vince likes. Vince, first of all, likes the big guys. Like, Daniel Bryan sort of became popular against his better wishes because the crowd liked him so much, you know, because he's small. Vince wants everyone to be like the Big Show, right? He wants everyone to be like 7 feet tall and 400 pounds. He must like long hair. I don't know.
And another thing, by the way, another thing I enjoy is, and like, Angle does this to Elias, and Elias Laser does it to Gargano, which just happens again and again, where the guy is on the other side of the ropes, you're beating the crap out of him, he's about to fall off, he's like holding on by a thread, and then just leave him there, go find somebody else.
You just leave him there. Once
it's like a 1960s movie where
anybody.
Like the bad guys say, I'm just going to assume you're going to die. I'm just, exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to leave him bleeding from his leg. I'm sure he's going
to
die.
All right, so Kurt Angle, then the biggie comes out, and it seems to me as if he's taking hamburgers out of his crotch and throwing them at the crowd. It turns out they're pancakes.
That's pancakes. Yeah. He was taking pancakes.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
So Big E is part of a trio who's actually been together for many years at this point. And all three guys, this kind of always bothers me. It's called the New Day.
Yeah. Are there interracial trios?
They're very
groups?
There are, but they are all three African-American men, Big E, Xavier Woods, and Kofi Kingston. Yeah. This is Kofi Kingston's biggest night of the year because
he's a complete clown, that guy.
Kofi Kingston?
Yeah. His shtick is that his feet don't touch the ground, but it's like ridiculous.
Right, his shtick is that his feet don't correct. Yeah. But this is his biggest night of the year, no joke, because he does this every year. If you go on YouTube and watch, like, some of them are amazing. He once jumped from, like, the crowd into the ring. It was insane. He's a great athlete. None of these guys. So and then the third guy, Xavier Woods, who is really not he's more of the hype man. He does wrestle. He's in the Rumble every year, but he doesn't really have a unique in-ring thing. Like he's more, he is really the talker and he blows the horn a lot when they wrestle. They're usually popular with kids. As you see, they have like kid themed gear.
Very colorful.
But Big E, even though he's not tall, but he's like a big guy, has never really gotten the push to be in the main event, even for like one sort of pay-per-view, which is weird because he's very popular and he should. The group as a whole really wants Kofi Kingston to get a championship at some point, and he's running out of time. But again, he's not a big guy.
Yeah, he's too small to be a slot receiver. He's tiny, that guy.
Right. Yeah. So they have a little guy, not like a small person, but they have a sort of a cruiserweight division now called 205 Live, which is anybody who's essentially under 200 pounds. But you don't have to be in it. But they do have it. But those guys are always on the pre-show. Like they were not on the main show. It's always, there's actually an Israeli guy, Noam Dar, who's Scottish Israeli, who has an insane accent, who's been in that for years.
I was actually going to ask you. So they have all these sort of ethnic stereotype shticks. Have they had an obviously Jewish character? Like Goldberg was Jewish, but I don't know if that was his thing.
Yes. Yeah. No, that wasn't his. Yeah, they had. They did. I forget his name. They had one in the 90s. He didn't last long. I'm blanking on his name now. But yes, they did have an obviously Jewish one. But it's not as bad as they used to. They used to have an Iranian guy, and everyone would boo him. Like or you know, or like after 9/11, I think they had one too. Like they don't really. It's really not nearly as bad as you think. It's really more about catering to markets.
Yeah. Meaning, for sure. Yeah. They're not. Yeah. Like Jinder Mahal is not like a negative stereotype. It's a way to say, hey, let's have it. Have people from India have somebody to root for.
Well, they made him the champion. He was like a jobber, which a jobber is basically like a low level guy who loses always. And they're like, hey, you know, we want to break into the Indian market, and they actually made him the champion for a few months.
He looks like Jason Momoa, which I guess is a compliment.
Yo, he's jacked. He is really.
By the way,
jacked.
Why does he get to come out? Not a good. Why does he get to come out with two cronies, and then the cronies get to fight also? I don't understand that. Why is that permitted?
Well, they were not in the ring. They just don't follow the rules. The cronies.
Yeah, but why is that allowed?
Listen, there are no rules during the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
All right. So Big E comes out fifth, and Mahal seventh. But in between, it's the first sort of surprise of the night. They really decided, and they did it with more on the women's side. Do you know what NXT is?
Yeah, it's like the minor leagues or whatever.
NXT is the minor leagues, but it's become its own thing that's in a lot of ways more popular than the WWE.
Okay.
Like the crowd, they sold more tickets for NXT pay-per-view on Saturday night than for Raw on Monday night, just to give you an idea of how popular NXT is now. Also, we didn't mention, this is in Chase Field. The Royal Rumble is, if not always, virtually always, indoors. It's in... Used to be Madison Square Garden. Now it's in Philly a lot, or the Staples Center often. This is in Arizona, which is probably stretching the limit in terms of, you know, you could tell that they were not happy like the week before. Like they didn't sell a lot of tickets to the weekend.
Well, I was kind of wondering. They had 43,000 for why would you want to be at an event like this if you're not? I mean, it's a tiny little square. And all you're just doing is looking at a screen. If you're not in the front few rows,
but if you were looking at the stadium, they have incredible scoreboards in places like Chase Field now.
Yeah,
where you could probably just watching most of it on the scoreboard, and it's still cool to be in the arena. It's much different than going to a game. Like there's still like the atmosphere to wrestling thing is cooler than typical baseball.
Have you been to a wrestling match?
And you don't have to watch the Diamondbacks. I've actually never been to a wrestling match.
Okay.
I'm sure it's great. Everyone, but people go. It's not like NASCAR where people go and it's like, oh, that kind of sucked. It's too loud or something. I think it would be fun. It would probably be fun to take your kids or something. So then Johnny Gargano, who's been in the championship sort of scene in NXT and is assumed to be coming up very soon.
He looks like if Ben Stiller was acting in a WWE movie.
Yeah, the problem with these guys is he's a great wrestler, but that alone doesn't get you over. He's such a big deal in NXT. A lot of these guys get swallowed up because there's such a big fight for airtime in the WWE. I think a guy like him is you know, the second he comes up, it's going to be not great. And those guys never win the Rumble. Also, like the guys who are coming up, the up and comer, they're not going to just have them win right away. So he's sixth. We mentioned Jinder Mahal seventh. The aforementioned Samoa Joe is eighth. Yeah. Do you have an idea at this point? Like, who do you think is going to win? Like, can you tell when someone's coming out? Like, ooh, I think this person has a chance.
Well, the announcers make a big deal about it, and they make a big deal about Samoa Joe.
Yes. Right. They'll say, like, oh, I'm betting. There's always a shtick that one of the announcers, like, anytime someone good comes out, he's like, I'm changing my pick. That's been going on for years. That's funny.
Yeah, now after Samoa Joe comes Seth Green lookalike Curt Hawkins, who comes and immediately runs away. His shtick, I guess, is that he's like a big wimp.
Well, you didn't hear what they said. They said he has like a 270 match losing streak. They're just serious.
But then why is he allowed to come back in and fight after he already forfeited? Or did he not go over the top of the rope? Is that
he didn't go over the top? He didn't go in.
A technicality that will become very.
But do you notice what his ring wear is themed to?
No. What is it?
It's orange and blue. He's a big Mets fan.
Oh,
he's from Queens.
Oh, and he's a loser. So,
which is funny. He's the biggest loser in WWE history. Who literally wears Mets gear.
He was
like so bad, they got rid of him for a few years. Like he got cut, but I guess they like he was very useful for like the live. You know, they have a lot of shows during the week where it's just like not on TV, but you know they go to a stadium and it's a little more kid-centric or something. They need guys who could lose, you know, because they want their good guys even like off TV. You don't want them to lose. So they had demand when they split the roster for a loser. So he came back. I don't know how he got in the Rumble though. That's crazy.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure a guy like him in the back was, like, beyond ecstatic to be in this Rumble because there's lots of guys who didn't make it in. There's, like, 50 guys at least who are eligible for this. Then Seth Rollins comes out next.
Yeah. And as I said, his only thing seems to be that he's a Bears fan. I didn't understand what he's doing.
He's a really good wrestler. Again, he's part of the Shield. Right now, he doesn't really, because the Shield is inactive, they were about to bring them back together, and then Reigns got leukemia. So he's sort of a man, not on New Island because he's very popular, but he, like, sometimes the top guys don't have a shtick. Like, their shtick is just that they're a good wrestler that's popular. Okay. The losers need a shtick. Like, he doesn't need a shtick so much.
All right. Then comes Titus O'Neil. I think I've heard of him.
Titus O'Neil. Yes. He's supposedly a really good guy. He's like one of their main charity guys. He's also jacked as hell. He's a college football player, but he's not like good in like the fake kayfabe WWE.
Okay, now I have another question.
Loses a lot.
Is there a rule for how long a guy has to get into the ring and or
no?
So
you never have to go in the ring. You never.
So,
have to
so
go
why
ring.
Not just and again it's spoiler a alert? System. Why not just stay outside the ring until the very end?
It's because in kayfabe every wrestler is a moron. Because nobody should ever go in the ring. They should be forcing each other to go in the ring and then getting knocked out of the ring. It never makes. There's no logic to actually staying in the ring.
And especially this year, that will become very relevant.
Yes. Yeah. And they've done that before. One time they thought a guy won, and they're like, oh, wait, and there was a guy hiding under the ring. And then
that keeps happening this time with Kurt. And, yeah, I mean, he runs under, and then another guy comes in.
Well,
to
there's
pull
a
him
great
out.
One in the. In the women's Rumble, there's a woman named Alicia Fox whose shtick is that she's completely insane, and she's really good at playing a completely.
Alicia
insane
Fox is a very attractive name, by the way, for ranking a.
Yeah. So Alicia Fox, who's been around for a long time, and like she'll go away for like 2 years, but then she'll come back, and she's really good at playing just an absolute lunatic. She was under the ring, just like doing funny things. She got a lot of camera time under the ring, and then they had this green. He's in real life. He is a dwarf, but that's appropriate terminology, right?
Yeah.
But he's like Irish or at least plays Irish, and his name is Hornswoggle. And in WWE terms, he's like incredibly creepy and scary.
Okay.
Like leprechaun style. So he was also under the ring, and then she like runs away and runs into the.
By
ring.
The way, I googled Alicia Fox. Not bad looking in real life either.
No, she's very pretty. Yeah. She's very pretty. And she's also good at playing crazy. Fine. So then, so Titus gets eliminated right away, if I'm not mistaken, right? He's in and out in 2 seconds. Kofi Kingston, the second of the New Day, comes in, and he does his thing. Yeah. Never a candidate to win, but always entertains. Mustafa Ali is also, he was one of the, I think he was actually in the 205 Live division, and he got promoted to like the, to you know the big league.
Yeah, I just think it's funny because I'm assuming that all these guys, their actual names are like John Smith, but then they have to become, you know, Jinder Mahal and Mustafa Ali and Dean Ambrose to fit in with like the ethnic group that they're supposed to represent.
Yeah, sometimes that's true, but Mustafa Ali's name is Adil Alam.
Okay. But it's still not Mustafa.
But no, Mustafa Ali. But Mustafa Ali is American. He's not pretending to be anything. You didn't get to see enough of
but
him.
His name
like he is Muslim.
Okay, but his birth name is not Mustafa Ali.
Yeah,
I assume, or is it?
No, but no, Adil Alam is his birth name. But it's weird for everybody. Like, John Cena's real name is John Cena, but a lot of these guys' real names are not. No Way Jose's real name is not No Way Jose. Okay. So Dean Ambrose comes out next.
So his Dean Ambrose is like,
time, but not real.
So Dean Ambrose is like an Irish brawler. Is that his thing?
No, he's not Irish.
Oh, he's not.
He's crazy. His nickname is the Lunatic Fringe. He just acts really crazy.
He's got a big chain around. He's got a big chain, sort of like 90s style, on his pants, which I thought would come into play.
Yes. Yeah. He's very 90s. He would have been good in the hardcore matches of the 90s that would never be allowed to happen now.
Okay.
And he's like championship level, but people are saying that he's leaving, that he's retiring.
Oh, sorry.
Even though he's not, he's pretty young. A very smart move, for your brain. But yeah, interesting. Not a lot of guys just retire in their prime, like without like Stone Cold did, but he was making a zillion dollars at that point. So 15th comes out Noé Jose. I love Noé.
So his
Jose.
Shtick,
he's just a delight.
His shtick is pure shtick. He doesn't wrestle, right?
He does wrestle, but not like he'd never be in a real. He'd never be on a pay per view match or anything other than.
And apparently, Rumble. You're allowed to attack his conga line. Well, the men in it, anyways. Obviously, not the women. But
that, by the way, it's funny because like the conga line, like there's been a few wrestlers. There's a guy named Adam Rose who also had a conga line, like. If you have a conga line, you are not winning any matches ever.
Yeah, but also, I wouldn't want to be in that conga line as a man, because, again, the only thing that might happen to you is a big strong guy might come and hit you for no reason.
Yeah, you know, it's dangerous to be in the conga line. And by the way, Noé Jose doesn't care about winning or losing. He does the conga even after he loses.
Yeah. He's very much Kimbo Slice. He's having the after party. He's limited in 1 second, doesn't care.
But Noé Jose is also jacked to hell. Like, he's not like some wimp guy. Also, it's funny. Like, even the jobbers now are like just completely stacked.
Yeah. Is there a PED testing in the WWE?
He gets kicked out immediately. Oh, yes, there are. You can get suspended for failing it.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, because they had a big issue. Oh. They have to PED test.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you could get fired for failing a PED test.
Oh, wow.
Because, they're trying to make these guys like not die when they're 40.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
Okay, didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, they even Roman Reigns has been suspended for PEDs. Like,
oh, wow.
They're very serious about it now. I mean, I'm sure, like, if you're Triple H and you need to get in wrestling shape in, like, 6 weeks for WrestleMania, you don't wrestle once a year. Like, I'm sure there are people who are important enough to get around it, but not, Brock Lesnar doesn't even pass it in the UFC. I'm not sure how he passes it in fake fighting, but he always fails the test after he fights in the UFC.
Okay.
But, if you're important enough, then you probably don't have to take it, but the new guys certainly have to pass it. Then the Drew McIntyre comes out.
So he looks like, I'm going to make a reference to my high school days. He looks like The Undertaker, doesn't he?
I mean, he's much smaller than The Undertaker now.
Oh, but his style with the long black trench coat and all that.
Yeah, they're playing that up a little bit. I mean, certainly a poor man. So it's weird. Drew McIntyre came up and everyone's like, oh, Vince McMahon, he's his favorite guy ever. He's going to bring this guy to the moon.
What did he do to John Cena? Because really the announcers make reference to that.
Say that again?
McIntyre did something bad to John Cena that the announcers reference.
Oh, I think he fake injured him. Like, Cena was supposed to be in this, and then they switched him out and put in Strowman, like, last minute. Because Cena's, I guess, injured. But Cena also hasn't really been wrestling for, the last year. Cena, at this point, is basically show up for WrestleMania, and that's it.
Moment. Okay.
Which is also what The Undertaker is. But The Undertaker is, like, 75 years old, and that's why he only shows up for WrestleMania. And Kane is actually a mayor. Of like in Tennessee, he's a like a big libertarian guy who was elected
good
mayor,
for
so he's not wrestling
good
right
for
now
Kane.
Either. So Drew McIntyre was like supposed to be the next big thing, flamed out, was like a jobber who always lost, got fired, came back, and for some reason is being positioned again as like as this next big thing. So people thought he was, I think, the second or third betting favorite to win, but did not win. But people thought he had a real chance.
When you say betting, you can't actually bet on this, right?
You could bet. There's caps. It's like betting on props in Super Bowl. You could probably bet like $20, but not a substantial amount of
yeah,
money.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously there's people who know the information, and so it just seems like a big risk for
yes,
insider.
Yes, but sometimes it changes. Like, obviously, yes, you have insider information. Yeah. It certainly happens.
All right.
And I never check, because I consider those spoilers. Like, I won't check the betting until afterwards. Like,
yeah,
who's
me too.
The favorite or something.
Same.
Then the last guy from the New Day comes out, Xavier Woods. Yeah. Immediately eliminated.
And him and Kofi do like this ridiculous no touching the floor thing.
Yes. Yeah. Always every year.
Yeah. Okay.
Then who comes out
next? Pete Dunne, who seems to be a little person or close to that.
Yeah, he is a very strangely shaped
guy.
They call him
the bruiserweight. Now, what does that mean?
The bruiserweight, yeah, which is like below cruiserweight. He's the British.
Is that a weight category, or is that just him? That's his nickname.
That's a shtick. That's his nickname, the bruiserweight.
Okay.
Like, he's a cruiser. He's in the cruiserweight division, but he's small for the cruiser. He's probably the smallest guy in the cruiserweight division. But a ludicrously shaped human being. Like, it's impossible to explain what he looks like. He's very short, but also, like, really wide. Yeah. But not fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lasts a little bit, but again, also not an entity. I have no idea what they'll do with him.
Oh, it seemed like he lasts. Well, they were saying how he was, like, the British champion. He seemed like he was lasting a little bit longer.
Yeah, he's been the British champion for 2 years. Now, I have no idea how often the British championship is.
Well, The Rock is making this new movie about some British wrestlers that come over to America.
Oh, so Paige. Yeah, so Paige, that movie. That's interesting. So they played a lot of commercials for the Fighting With My Family Paige movie. The Rock has not been on WWE TV in 3 years, but one night he did film a few scenes for the movie, like in a full Raw stadium, once it went off air. So I wonder if he'll come back for that. Paige is an interesting story. The night after WrestleMania, where a lot of people debut for the next year, she challenged the champion, won at like 20 years old, became the champion. She'd been fighting her whole life. She would have matches with her mom. It's whatever they call white trash. I'm blanking on what they call white trash in England. Like, they are the trashiest of the white trash in England.
Yeah.
What's it? You don't know what it's called? I think it starts with an S. So Paige, so she was like 20, was a big star, but within a few years had just completely, you know, melted down personally, had like a sex tape come out, and also had like multiple like career ending injuries.
Why is a sex tape coming out bad for you in WWE?
They're trying to be corporate. It's PG now. I mean, she didn't get fired, but like they're really trying to. First of all, they supposedly have like a contract with Mattel because they sell a million toys that they like won't do certain things, that they'll keep it clean, that men won't fight women, which is interesting because it happens tonight in this thing.
We'll have to talk about that. Yeah.
But anyway, so Paige is the movie's about her. It's a real story. The actress looks a lot like her, but she was not there tonight. She can't wrestle anymore. She's still in WWE, but she's not. She's not active and probably won't again, although sometimes people retire for injury reasons in WWE and magically come back 2 years later, which is what Daniel Bryan did. Daniel Bryan was out for a couple of years because of head injuries. Her injury is, I think, a neck injury. Then comes out Andrade. One of the things they do is, like, if you're not working, they're like, all right, we're going to lose his first name or his last name. So, like, Elias was Elias Samson for years, and then they just changed him to Elias. And Andrade was Andrade Cien Almas, and now he's just Andrade, like in the last few weeks.
I could not figure out what
Big E was. Big E.
What is Andrade's shtick? He doesn't get hit by cars at night.
And Big E was Big E Langston. Andrade, he has a very engaging female manager. His shtick is he was a luchador. Like, he would wrestle with a mask in Mexico.
Yeah. Insane to me that you'd wear a mask, by the way. Seems very difficult to
well, Rey Mysterio wears a mask, but yeah, it does seem a little dangerous to me. He's a very good wrestler. His shtick is that he's just a really good wrestler. I don't think it's going to happen for him in WWE, at least at the top level, maybe as a B guy, but he lasts till the end. Actually, he is one of the problems at the end is you really need to have four guys at the end who are like, okay, these are the four that could win. The real problem is they have Andrade and Ziggler at the end. And, like, everyone on Earth knows that Andrade and Ziggler are not winning. And it became, like, oh, well, obviously Rollins going to win. Then you're just like, oh, yes, Braun Strowman's in it. But, there was it was very choppy. Apollo Crews, maybe the most jacked guy that they have, comes
now,
out
next. Is that just a reference to Apollo Creed from Rocky?
I think so. Okay. I think that's where his name probably comes from. I think his name was Uha Nation in when he was like his name was Uha when he was like a minor leaguer, and his last name is Uha. Sisu Uha is his real name. But Apollo Crews is definitely an amazing name. Very talented guy, light on the personality, and doesn't really pretty much a non-factor since he came in.
All right, then Aleister Black comes. He seems to get a very solid cheer from the audience.
Yeah, he gets it because again, he's one of the big NXT guys. He had just fought, I believe, for the championship the night before. I haven't seen the NXT, what's it called yet? But he's a former NXT champion. I think he's going to get swallowed up at the WWE. Unless he's like just an incredible talker, I think he's going to get swallowed up at the like the highest level. But right now he's in NXT. He's very popular. It's, you know what it is? NXT is like backup quarterbacks. Like everyone loves a backup quarterback until they play, yep. Right? Like especially like a rookie backup quarterback that you haven't seen fail yet. Everyone's excited to see them.
Yep.
Like play, you know, play Baker Mayfield, but usually it's not Baker Mayfield. Usually it ends up being someone bad. Mm-hmm. Shelton Benjamin, he's a high flyer, very talented wrestler, was away for a long time, just came back.
By the way, Cruz and Shelton Benjamin, their slap fight is the fakest fighting of the whole night.
Yeah, I didn't see that one, but yeah, there's, at the end, like, also these guys are you know, not maybe them in particular, but some of these guys have been in the ring for 40 minutes. They're, like, actually tired. They've been fake fighting for 40 minutes. Baron Corbin comes out 23rd. Baron Corbin came up basically the same time as Braun Strowman, and they were on separate shows, basically the two like next guys.
Well, so Baron Corbin is Baron clearly a heel. He was the only one of the 30 who gets booed like continuously.
Yeah, Baron Corbin is just like, because he's bad at wrestling.
He comes to a fight in business clothes, which is not, you know, the best.
Yeah, his shtick is that he's mean, but I think in real life, like, everyone hates him also. He was he bounced around a bunch of practice squads in the NFL as a lineman. He's a really big guy, but he's just like, some guys are likable and it's like, oh, that's great, he'll be the heel. But he's just like so hateable that they probably hate him in real life also, and that's why he doesn't like he doesn't succeed in the WWE. Like, I'm sure backstage he's just a nightmare to deal with. Then probably the biggest cheer of the night goes to number 24.
So, yeah, Jeff Hardy gets a big cheer. And actually, here in my notes was, who's the biggest star in WWE right now? Because he gets a huge cheer.
Right. So he's not – because remember, even in his heyday, they were tag team guys. They weren't singles wrestlers. His brother, who was bigger than him, just basically retired due to injury. I mean, they're A million years old, and B, they have more mileage on them than like a 1982.
This Jeff Hardy, he's very tiny. I mean, he's bigger than Dunn, but other than that, he might be the tiniest guy there. He wears a mask. Like, mm-hmm. To me, he was...
He's not so small. He's 6'1".
Oh, well, he seems tiny next to these other
guys. Listed as 6'1". Maybe he's 5'10 in real life, but he's not tiny.
Okay.
I mean, well, listen, when wrestling was popular, these guys were... Do you remember the Hardy Brothers?
I've never heard of this guy before.
Oh, so when did you ever watch wrestling in the 90s or never?
I mean, I was deeply ideologically opposed to it. In my high school,
you remember,
either you liked sports or you liked wrestling. And if you liked one, you had to hate the other.
It
was like a rule. So
in the 90s, these guys were jumping off 20-foot ladders and like into tables and like smashing their head open. Okay. So you could only imagine. Yeah. So they came back at WrestleMania. Nobody knew they were coming. It was completely crazy. They won the tag team championships. That was 2 years
ago. Okay, so that's why he's getting big cheers. Okay.
Yeah, he's right. He's you know, a legend who just still happens. He's a Hall of Famer, but who still happens to be active, basically. Then Rey Mysterio comes out. Rey Mysterio
also in a mask. Not a fan.
In a mask, back and forth. Well, you don't know. By the way, with these luchas, you legitimately don't know most of their names. Rey Mysterio's name, I think, is known, but a lot of these guys, even if you went on like Wikipedia, their names are unknown. Like they'll tell you don't know anything about these.
The
guys.
Real person, you're saying,
in real life.
Okay.
Yes, you don't know who the real person is. You don't know their name, their fan, like anything about them. They like, part of the shtick is that it's like total silence. Like, you don't know anything about them. Rey Mysterio left the WWE, went to like the independent circuit, and in Mexico did his main move and killed somebody.
Ooh.
Yeah, in the ring.
Wow.
Like, you could watch it on YouTube.
I don't think I want to.
He doesn't die in the ring, but he dies after. You don't. But he, he died of a heart attack. But a guy died in the arena. So Rey Mysterio's back. He gets a big pop. He's like the best of the B+ guys, you know, like he probably shouldn't be. I believe he did win a Rumble like 10 years ago, but he's not, you know, if things are going well, he should not be in the championship. He should be in the B picture, not in the title picture.
All right. Then
Bobby Lashley.
Now, you've said a lot of guys are jacked. This guy is one muscle. He's enormous.
You're right. Yeah. Bobby Lashley is insanely jacked also. He's been around a while, went away for a lot of years, but he's like legitimate. He is 15-2 in MMA, Bobby Lashley.
Okay, but he lasts in this fight less than 1 second.
It's crazy, which is usually reserved for the jokes, right?
Yeah, and then what is his issue? Why does he get so mad at Seth Rollins? I didn't understand that.
I think they have a feud going outside of the Rumble, but like he must have done something bad backstage. Usually it's a punishment if this happens.
Oh, really?
Like an actual like yeah, it has to be because why like, why would they have a guy like this who they've been trying to build up turn into a
well, but they give him a big role because then I mean he's very entertaining how he starts destroying everything outside the ring.
Yeah. Like he doesn't leave. But
again, having just watched The Godfather, it reminds me of when Connie, you know, after she gets mad at Carlo when Carlo's girlfriend calls the house, starts destroying all the, you know, all the everything in the house. You know, she goes, starts knocking everything off the table. And So Bobby Lashley goes nuts. It seems like he kills Seth Rollins. And as soon as that happens, they leave Rollins lying there dead. And I immediately wrote down in my notes, all right, so Rollins is clearly going to win this thing because it's gonna everyone's going to forget he's around.
A lot of WWE championships have been won by people who were in a stretcher at one point during the match. Especially in like mixed man match where you could go away from that, you know, like six people, like, all right, let's let other people fight for a few minutes. Yeah, in fact, if you're in a stretcher, your win percentage is 95% in WWE. If you're ever like, if the medics ever get called out, and it's clearly like the WWE medics, not like an actual accident, which happens once in a while. You're probably going to win or else they wouldn't waste their time.
Yeah,
so Braun Strowman comes out, biggest dude in, they have.
He's my rooting interest.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. Braun Strowman is fantastic. He does amazing things every week. Like, he'll, like, pick up an ambulance. He just does, like, crazy feats of strength. You know, he's like, a very classic wrestler. He would have completely fit in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
He
also likes to scream.
He's an active contender.
He does a lot of screaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, his thing is, the roar that comes out is pre-recorded, right? But, yeah, that's his intro. His entrance music is a roar.
Yeah. No, but even in the ring, he's roaring left and right.
Yeah, he does roar a lot. Yeah. Then Dolph Ziggler, who had just said he was like taking a break from wrestling.
Now is this name a reference to Dolph Ziggler? Like, what else is the explanation for this?
I think so. He's really kind of tried to break into Hollywood. He does a lot of stand up in L.A. He dated Amy Schumer for a few years before she got really famous.
Why does he hate McIntyre so much?
I think they just have a feud going. Again, I've been watching every week, but I like. Dolph is the ultimate B guy in wrestling. Like, he's won a lot of the B championships. He very briefly won.
He has sort of a very corny, cheap look. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he's almost always a bad guy. He's an LA douche, basically, is his look.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, probably what he is in real life, too. But they thought it would be a bigger deal. Like, he came out and it was a surprise. But, a guy who's literally been active for 20 years straight. I'm not sure like why. Like, oh, because he said he was taking a week off and he didn't. Like, I don't know what kind of surprise that is. Then Randy Orton, who's won, I think, two Rumbles already.
They call him the Viper.
I'm sick of Randy Orton, the Viper. He has one move, which is an amazing move, which is the RKO, which he usually does now, like when you're not expecting it. And they call it the RKO out of nowhere. There's a lot of there's a lot of memes on Twitter of him sort of superimposing him RKOing things. But he's almost always a bad guy, probably like a huge D-bag in real life. Do you think he is a D-bag in real life? And he's just been around too long. I'm very sick of him. Like, he's always a threat to win. He's never in a minor match. Like, he's always in one of the main matches, but never really does anything super interesting other than the one RKO in a match. So when he comes out, I'm like, oh shoot, he might win it. Like, maybe they'll have Orton win it. And then 30th comes out R-Truth.
Yeah, so we need to talk about what happens here. So why is Nia Jax allowed in, first of all?
Okay, so R-Truth comes out, and who beats him up?
Nia Jax.
Oh, Nia Jax beats him. Nia Jax beats him up. Nia Jax, not going to surprise you, is a relative of The Rock.
Okay, what happened to her in the Women's Rumble? Because they made some reference to that.
Yeah, so in the Women's Rumble, she came out second to last. She looked like she was going to win. And then she got knocked out. I think she got knocked out third to last.
Okay. And why is she allowed in now? And why is she allowed to attack R-Truth?
I mean, I'm not sure. The rules are. I guess if you're related to The Rock, you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Okay. And then once she beats up R-Truth, she's apparently allowed to take his spot, and she's allowed to formally come in.
Yeah. Once you beat the person up, you get their spot. That seems to be the rule.
Okay. All right. Now, it is very awkward
now,
to have intergender.
In the less woke 90s, they had a couple women in the Rumble, but always in a comedy piece. Deadspin had an excellent article about this, if people are interested. Did you read it?
I sent it to you.
It was good. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it was very.
To be honest, I didn't read it. I just saw the headline and thought it was relevant.
Okay, but it was good. Like it made the point where, like, yeah, it used to be if it's a woman in there for comedy, sometimes it would be a man in a dress in the woman's rumble, and he was, you know, immediately thrown out by everybody. But this is like, we're for the first time ever, we're going to have a woman fighting with and against, you know, like actually taking bumps from.
Well,
men,
so it's a little awkward and uncomfortable for that reason. So she can do whatever she wants to the men, but the men can't really strike her, but they can sort of like, throw her out. It's a little bit awkward, basically.
It's awkward. Well, it's awkward at first. I couldn't watch this live, so I decided I'd watch it in the morning. I shut off my social media, so I wouldn't get any. Wouldn't read my Twitter feed.
Are you following lots of WWE Twitter people?
No, not at all, not at all. But like, if The Rock came back, I feel like it would make my Twitter feed, or at least be in the trending topics or something.
Okay.
But I got a DM from somebody. We had just been discussing doing an intergender video game rumble on Robin Akiva Nita podcast, and so people DM me and are like, "Well, now that this happened, I guess you guys are clear." So I knew that there was going to be man and woman fighting.
Ruined. Okay.
So I was at this point spoiled when I was watching. So although I thought somebody said Orton did it, so I assumed he won. I assume he RKO'd someone to win. Yeah. So like they're just sort of bouncing around the ring, and then like she hit someone. They're like, all right, now that she did it, like we can do it. And he literally gives her an RKO.
Yeah. But then he gets thrown out, and now it's down to Ziggler and Andrade. And the announcer's like, all right, it's between Ziggler and Andrade. And I'm very confused because I'm like, we know that Braun Strowman's still in. Seth Rollins is might be dead in real life, but is alive in the match.
Right. But
and I was actually wondering, I actually wrote down my notes, how was Rollins eliminated? Does someone have to physically pick up his body, bring him into the ring, and then throw him back over the top of the rope? And then,
well, for R-Truth.
And then a minute later, it was funny. The announcers actually explained. A minute later, the announcers explained. Yeah, that's exactly what you have to do.
Right. Yes. Yeah. They foresaw the backlash. Like, they also like sometimes someone will just get beaten to smithereens before they get in the ring, like a joke wrestler, and that's enough. But for some reason, you know, Rollins, I guess, is able to.
Maybe you have to formally come in order to be, you know, if you don't enter the ring. Now you talked about how in kayfabe they're all so dumb they don't realize to hang out outside the ring the whole time. But that's exactly what Strowman does.
Right. Yeah. No, Strowman. But sometimes it's smart. Sometimes it's a strategy.
Yeah.
In the women's match, some Australian woman comes in and she's like, I'm not going to the ring. There's no reason to. Yeah. I have a partner. I'll wait for her to get in. Like, and then, you know, when my partner's in, then we'll go in as a team.
Yeah. So Strowman hangs outside the whole time. And then it looks like he's going to win. And then, of course, Rollins shows up again.
Yes.
Back from the dead.
Yeah. And Rollins and Strowman are both realistic winners. Like, both either of them could easily win.
Yeah. Now, does this make up, and I guess I'd have to ask some of my Bears fans, friends, but does Seth Rollins' big win here make up for the missed field goal in the game against the Eagles?
Oh, sure, definitely. Yeah. Okay. I will also say, by the way, so Strowman, it was very controversial. They did a Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia, this year.
Yes,
and Braun Strowman won that, and that's considered in canon an actual Royal Rumble. So even though Strowman never won what I would call a real Rumble, he won the last one, which actually made me think, oh, why'd they have him win that one if he was going to win this one? Not that they always know their plan 6 months in advance, but like, in my mind, that hurt his chances to win this one. Rollins is really a huge Bears fan.
I mean, he was wearing Bears colored. He was wearing Bears colored pants, and the announcers, the only thing they said about him is the fact that he's a Bears fan. So that's the only thing I knew about him.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a Bear. I'm looking online. He is a big Bears fan. I knew he was from Iowa. I didn't know he was a big Bears fan. So he's wearing Bears colors. So I guess it's a big win for Chicago as a city and the Bears. Yeah,
they're freezing their tails off. They need something right now.
Now, if you win, you can challenge either champion. So he could challenge Daniel Bryan, who's like a 5'6" vegan, or Brock Lesnar, who like, you know, was actually the UFC heavyweight champion in real life like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And he chose Brock Lesnar, which to me seems like a bad decision. Like, I feel
but
like
Bryan is very popular with the crowd, and Lesnar's very unpopular, right?
No, Lesnar is weird. The crowd is like afraid of him almost. He doesn't get booed.
Well, that's justifiable.
Yeah, he's a very scary man. he doesn't get booed or cheered. His matches are usually very short and very physical and very intense. Like he'll throw someone on their back like 12 times in a row and then pin them. This time actually took a lot of. Sometimes he will take no bumps. Like he will get all the action and the other person will just get demolished. Today he looked like he was actually going to lose for a minute and then won it. He doesn't speak, which is weird because he was one of the most interesting speakers in in the UFC. Like he would like criticize, like, it, you know, let's say Coke was their sponsor for a UFC event. He'd be like, Coke didn't pay me, so I'm going to go home and drink some Pepsi tonight with my wife. Like, he would say stuff like that. Like, so it's funny because he was the only interesting speaker in the UFC, but they don't let him speak in the WWE, maybe because they don't trust that he'd actually say what they told him to. So he's got a Jewish guy who does the speaking for him.
Ah, okay.
He's also like, he's a heel in real life. Like, he moved to Canada to some like ranch in like Nova Scotia or something, and he like in theory, because you in the UFC you're technically fighting under a country, so he fights under Canada, which I guess isn't heely in and of itself, but it's just like it is interesting. And people rarely like renounce the United States as their sort of country of origin. Yeah. So I would say this was the Rumble. I think they thought, because Rollins is very popular with the fans, they didn't need a lot of bells and whistles. Where if an unpopular person like the year's Randy Orton is going to win, they bring back a lot of legends. I mean, there was a Rumble 2 years ago where they had Goldberg, Lesnar, Triple H, you know, everybody. And this one, you know, the biggest name in the whole Rumble is, I guess, Seth Rollins. Like, it's really, you know, there are no like names that a non-regular WWE watcher would even know in the Rumble.
Yeah, and I had never heard of Rollins, so I think maybe you're overrating his.
Right. Rollins has no mainstream, like, but you've heard of Kurt Angle because he's just been around for so long. Yeah. And he literally won a gold medal in wrestling in 1996. Yeah.
That's that guy? Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
No, that is your thing of my former coworker, Rulon Gardner.
Oh, yeah.
Not the guy who beat, you don't remember his gold medal, but he was in the WWE for as long as you remember.
Okay.
Like, he won in Atlanta in 96. The Rulon Gardner one, you remember, is in 2000.
Okay.
Rulon Gardner was, I was his wrestling researcher at the 2012 Olympics. And as I said to one of my coworkers, I think this is the first yarmulke he's ever seen in his life, because he would like stare at me for like 5 minutes. And I would say 100% it's the first. He's from a town in Wyoming of like 40 people. You know, and like, there's no way.
Where did he go to college? He went to Minnesota, Iowa. Where did he go? One of the Big Ten schools that's good at wrestling.
Rulon Gardner? Yeah. I mean, you could only go to a Big Ten school.
Yeah. Okay.
To wrestle. I'm not sure where he went.
All right.
Not somewhere with a lot of key points. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk
about?
So
the Royal Rumble was fine. It was. It wasn't bad.
Would you watch it again next year?
If I wasn't prompted to, I wouldn't. But if I was prompted to, I would.
I'm saying if we were doing this again, you'd watch.
Yeah, it'd probably be more fun to watch with someone else, so I could share my brilliant commentary with them instead of.
By the way, it is a it is a fun thing to gamble on.
Yeah,
like if you were like, everyone gets a number, or everyone gets a few numbers.
I've heard Simmons talk about that before. Then, yeah,
yeah. He went to Nebraska Lincoln, actually.
Oh.
Which is like the knockoff University of Nebraska.
Yeah.
I would guess not a ton of Quipote in Nebraska Lincoln.
Yeah. What else? So the Super Bowl is coming in a couple of days. We were talking offline. Like, this is the least hyped Super Bowl ever. Nobody's talking about this thing.
But I do think we've said that. Like, a few years ago, I think we said that also. I think there is Patriots fatigue. But I would also say, if the Chiefs had won, would people really be going nuts about the Chiefs-Rams? Like, you'd have a lot of articles about, like, did you know Pat Mahomes' dad was in the, you know.
So then what is the explanation? Because there was a lot of talk this year about how it was sort of a comeback year for the NFL after last year. Ratings were back up, and there wasn't a lot of talk. Mm-hmm. And so why is it that no one's into the Super Bowl then?
I just think there aren't a lot of stories. I think people are into it. I think people, I think the Patriots are must-watch. People like seeing them lose, or, like, are sort of, like, afraid to watch them win but want to watch it.
Yeah. People are starting to get over the way that the NFC Championship ended, obviously. Along those lines, I posted this online, but I wrote for no particular reason. Oh, there is a particular reason. I watched a video on YouTube of, like, they call it the 10 biggest, the 10 most devastating conference championship losses of all time. So mm-hmm. I decided to go make my own such list. And then I ended up, instead of just making a chart, because that's not really a statistical thing, I ended up writing an article of like 7,000 words, which I've done nothing with. But I think I'll post it online, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes and on Facebook or whatever. But because mm-hmm. both of the games, both the Chiefs loss and obviously the Saints loss, were just such devastating losses. So that they both make it very high up on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So we'll talk about the Super Bowl next week, maybe. And then we have our long offseason.
Yeah. We got to think of something to do. Jeez.
Something to do. Yeah. A lot of things to do.
someone give us an idea. Well, like a 20-week idea. I was thinking about brackets. What if like March we just do a different bracket every week?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can do that forever. So that's impossible.
But I'm also competing against myself for ideas because like I might go on Rob's podcast this week and say that same idea.
Yeah, that's your problem. Now you have two podcasts about nothing. So,
well, no, the other podcast is not about nothing, and this one's not about nothing. This is about football. There's just only 6 months of football.
Yeah. Well, but during
why does everyone say that these podcasts are about nothing?
Well, what is the other podcast about? It's about randomness. Let's say.
Yeah, the other podcast, there's a very specific topic every week.
Yes.
We spin a wheel.
Yes. You don't need to explain it to me.
Now, some week, the topic is that there's no topic.
Yes, that's also been true.
Do you want to go on a date? I'm setting people up on dates for this week's episode.
I'd have to check with my wife. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say up with a guy.
I've been pushing her on that lately. I've been arguing with her. Like, I don't think I don't think that should be considered as bad cheating.
Well,
not that I'm planning on it, but
yeah, I don't know. So you were trying to pitch your wife on you being allowed to date men? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying.
And she said no.
Well, here's the thing: like, if you've been secretly gay the whole time and you've been hiding it from her, all right, so that's a pretty fundamental lie. But if obviously sexuality is a spectrum, and if you're more or less straight, but every once in a while you want to try something on the other side, then I don't think that.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to try this out of their significant other as an explanation, let me know how it works.
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, it makes sense. You'd be less, if you found out your wife was cheating with a woman, you'd be less than a man because it's like, all right, that's not, like, you're not the same. Like,
if she said to me, I've always been gay, I've never been attracted to you, then I might be a little bit more concerned that she was leading a life of lies.
I'm concerned that she's attracted to you to begin with. Yeah. I think it's like,
But like, if she says, "Listen, I love you, but every once in a while, I need the touch of a woman," I would say, "All right, I understand that." Okay. This podcast is taking a very strange turn.
This is supposed to be a wrestling. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we'll talk next week, Keith.
Bye. Bye.
I'm a shaker and I'm a mover. Got a vision coming from afar. Gonna take me back to where you are. I'm in my 20s, now getting restless. Got some hip now on my diamond necklace. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart. And every day I get a brand new start.